Denise Duncanson, you've been in Brittany for some time now, I understand.
Yes, I've been here for 30 years. Yeah, I can say 30 years because my eldest daughter was born here. And when I arrived, I was, I think, 3 months pregnant with her. So it's very easy for me to remember how long I've been here.
Okay. And what brought you to Brittany in the first place?
Oh, that's a long story.
I mean, I can hear your Scots accent. Is there something Celtic in the attraction of Brittany?
No. I suppose I kind of, in some ways, arrived here a bit by accident. But it's not so much really why I arrived here, but it was more like once I was here, it just felt really right. And I always felt very, very much at home. And I think that's where you have absolutely reason about the whole Celtic connection thing. Because I never really felt very far from home, strangely enough, here.
Did you have a contact with France beforehand? I mean, did you speak French?
No. Oh, really? No French at all. No. I had done my O levels and hires with German as my foreign language, which my German teacher, I still have the school bulletin, which says that Denise has no aptitude for languages.
You've since proved them wrong, I guess, haven't you?
Well, I still make lots of mistakes that people like to laugh at sometimes. My children love to correct me, but that's okay.
You've been here some time. You've actually got a professional life here, haven't you?
Yes, I do. I'm a therapist. I work with trauma and with stress management. And now I've been doing that for maybe more than 12 years, yeah. And I'm now teaching.
Do you have French and English clients or just English clients or...?
I have mostly French clients, and I have occasional English-speaking clients.
Because that demands a certain level of language.
Yeah, it's funny because I don't actually ever really think about it. It just flows naturally. People often ask me how I switch in my head, and I don't switch. I'm immersed. I write my shopping lists in French to myself and things like that. I have no trouble with the switch, actually.
Okay, you dream in French, I guess.
Ah, now that's an interesting question. I don't know. Now that's a really interesting philosophical question, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I dream of my French family, do I dream in French? If I dream of my past and my childhood and of Scotland, do I dream in English? Now there's an interesting question.
You say you teach, so do you teach therapy? What do you teach?
Yes, I support other therapists in their studying, and I supervise other therapists.
So you're working with other therapists. I understand you go up to Paris and elsewhere in France.
My practice is in Lannion in Brittany, but when I'm working with other therapists in training, I work in Paris and Lyon and Nantes. But I also work at a distance all over the world in French and English by Zoom or WhatsApp or Skype or whatever.
You also are very involved in your community, aren't you? You're part of the Conseil Municipal of Kergris-Mouelou. How on earth did that come about?
Ah, because they asked me and I didn't really know how to say no. I have lived in Kergris-Mouelou for 26 years, I think. I lived in Lonrevant when I first arrived, and then I arrived in Kergris-Mouelou about 26 years ago. And I was always very involved when I was in Kergris, when my children were young at the school, involved in local community actions, making crepes and kermesses, as one does. I suppose the answer really to your question is, when they asked me, the team that was getting together to present themselves at the elections.
The last elections, isn't it?
Yes, the last elections, yes.
In 2020?
Yes. And I was asked a long time ago, but my children were very young and I just didn't think it was appropriate. When I was asked this time, my first reaction was to say to everyone, I have a busy professional life, I'm just not available. And then I slept on it and I said, look, you have a lot of political, with a small p, I have to say, convictions about climate and the environment and human issues. here you have a chance to not just sit in your chair and at the dining table or shout at the TV. Here you have a real opportunity to be an actionaire in this and to take action and to do something. And so I said yes. I suppose I said yes also, not really thinking that I would necessarily be elected.
And you have a particular responsibility, you're adjuvant for what particular area?
No, being an adjuvant is a very time-consuming post and I don't like to do anything half measures. And if I commit, I commit. And so I'm a very active member of the council, but I'm not available to be an adjuvant.
Would you say that you were the first port of call for Anglophones in the commune? Do people come to you, first of all, if they have an issue? Or
I don't think that was why I was asked to join. I think I was asked to join because of my other interests, let's say. It's something that I've always been very clear about, I have to say, is that I don't see myself as being the token Brit in any way whatsoever. I am a member of the council and I am not representative of any part of the community. I am representative of all of the community.
It must bring back something back to you as well.
It goes to this notion, which is very strong in me, a value, which is a very important value for me, which is about sharing and being in a community. And so that obviously is a two-way thing. When you like to be part of a community, it means that you give your energy to the community, but then it feeds that feeling of being part of something and being useful and sharing and those things, which, yes, so obviously it nourishes that value for me, for that it's important for me to be part of something which is bigger than just being someone in their own individual needs.
My next question is for people who are listening to this and thinking, how could they be involved? What kind of advice would you give to people who want to take part in the place they live in Brittany?
Well, you don't have to speak very good French to be part of your village life. That's really something very important to understand. In Kerguismalu, I very, very much encourage all village members to come and just say, hey, I'd like to do something. What can I do? There are always things that in every village, no matter which village you live in, there are always things to do. There are always manual things or looking after an elderly neighbour or going for some shopping. Or if you don't come and put your hand in there and say, I'd like to do something, people are not necessarily going to come and look for you or ask you to do something. But there's always stuff that you can do in your local community.
And maybe that's something that is very, very clear, very much more easy to discover in central Brittany than it may be in the UK.
Something that has always stuck in my memory, before I was a therapist, I used to be an estate agent and I used to do a lot of interviews for the press one time. In one of those interviews, I did say that living in Brittany was kind of like living in Britain, but 50 years ago in terms of community life and village life. And it's something that I've seen being quoted from me all over the place. And it still rings very true. I think it's very true. I think that here there is a very good, strong notion of solidarity. And
you said something very important there about not necessarily being able to speak very good French to take part in what's going on, because a lot of people find that as the biggest hurdle to cross. Mm.
Perhaps it's Denise the therapist that's talking now rather than Denise the counsellor, but it's like the language barrier, it's a limiting belief. It's a limit that we put on ourselves, but if you can pass that limit and invent it differently, then you quickly learn that you don't have to be word perfect or speak really good French. If you can just string together a few words and you come with your heart open and wholeheartedly want to share in something, then it'll all work out.
That's a great way to end. Denise Duncanson, thank you ever so much for your time this afternoon.
You're welcome.